Why do I need water?
Please sponsor us.
We've been at this for how many live shows now?
2 years.
Two years.
Begging for the sake for a sponsorship.
Look at that.
Well, we're all from Luke Satan.
Okay, we're all from wondering what's going to happen. Well, we're about to play some D&D. Is everyone excited for some D&D?
Yeah!
At some point, we're going to be rolling. Has anyone not played D&D before or not, doesn't know anything about D&D?
That's not true.
Even the people who haven't played don't know anything about D&D? Great, this is going to be nothing like real D&D. I apologize in advance.
Watch
at
us,
some point,
it'll be better. Watch us wreck D&D live for 45
If you're a D&D
minutes.
Purist, oh god, I'm so sorry. At some point, we're going to like roll dice and stuff, and sometimes it's going to be a natural one. It's going to be like the worst thing that happens. And when that happens, I want everyone to be like, oh, real sad.
Aww.
Yeah, perfect.
But sometimes when you roll a D20, you get the best possible result, and that's a 20. And everyone goes... No!
That's entirely uncivilized, please.
D&D is a gentleman's sport. It is dignified. It is for the upper class. If a 20 happens, I want everyone to do a nice, polite little golf clap.
There
excellent.
We go.
You're all primed
so
and ready
hard.
For some D&D, okay?
Who said, sir, this is a Wendy's?
Perfect.
This is a Wendy's.
We are Hearthfire Tales, and we are a D&D podcast. Woo! Playing games in Lethwan, the land of might, magic, and metal!
I don't do that bit.
You gotta do the...
Yeah, you can do the magic part and the might part.
Yeah.
The metal thing.
Might, magic, and...
Metal! Right. Can I get everyone to go, metal! No. Nailed it, I got
it'll
such charisma.
By the end.
So, if you listen to our podcast, this is an alternate reality. It's not quite the main narrative. Mm. It's a little different. In this alternate version of the podcast, we still have our two players, our two player characters. Would you like to introduce yourselves, please?
After you.
Oh, okay.
You're on the screen, so you may as well.
Whoa! Weird.
Hey, so my name's Sid, and I'm a teenager. And I've been traveling the world trying to document all the monsters in, you know, my monster manual or my decks of sorts, you know? And I've been traveling with...
Skirting that illegal line
with
so
my mutant
finally.
Rat. I don't know why everybody's acting like this is a comparison to something else. But my rat has elemental powers now. Fire, water, and... No, not electric. I don't know where anybody got that.
And it can attack quickly.
Yeah, I'm a ranger, I fire a bow, and I've got a rat.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. Nice, you said. Oh, I see you're from the same town. Yeah.
And Jim, who are you playing?
I play a grumpy old man called Con Greystone.
Woo!
Thank you.
A clear favorite. Our party... Oh. Sorry,
just to, for the recording purposes, since we've got two different things going on the count of three, we're all going to clap, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Three, two, one.
Just one.
That
perfect. Good enough.
That'd be so easy to edit later on.
Okay, go on.
Like, do the game then. Go on, do the game.
Come on.
For now, I'm going to take a nice warm drink of stolen water.
And I'll have a drink of Lucozade.
Over here acting like we have time. Like we're not massively against the wall.
D&D adventure! We're gonna play D&D, I swear! The party have been invited yet again to a convention of heroes. A convention maybe not quite unlike one that we're currently at today. Where the greatest heroes of the land come and gather and, you know, sign merch and do talks and, you know, peddlers come and sell their wares, all this kind of great convention stuff.
There should be in universe like another little gang playing a game of D&D in that. And then in that convention there should be another little game of D&D going on. Yeah, D&D deception. Yeah.
This entire panel is just going to be devolving into how many layers of D&D we can get.
Like the last book of Narnia.
No. Anyway, the organizer of the convention comes along, a little dwarven man, kind of like a Viking beard. And he's like, "All right, lads, glad to have yous back. Con, I understand you were under the impression that you were a special guest
here. I was a little disappointed as well, because I expected some special treatment coming through the door, as I've gotten in the past, and I was told I didn't have a ticket."
"Yes, well, you're actually security, so you should have been checking people's tickets. Actually, there's a lot of people who you've let in that
I've let an awful lot of people through. Like, also, I haven't been checking the weapons. I don't know if any of them are real. There's someone with an astronomically huge axe in the front row. Can you hold that up so everyone can see? Do we think this is real?"
That is actually possibly a health and safety issue, if you could please just sort it out. But actually, right now, look, I'll get someone else to look after that. Something important has happened. We have a very special guest this time. He is the chief of a neighboring land called Spartania. He is like the master chief of this land.
All right, yeah. Oh, I saw him. He had armor, right?
Yeah, he had big green armor.
Yeah, real soldier kind of vibe.
Loves fighting. Actually, loves fighting so much. He said he was gone sparring about 5 hours ago, and he hasn't shown up. No idea where he is.
Actually, I love this guy.
That's great. If you could find him, that'd be good, because he has a panel on in about 45 minutes.
All right, no problem. I roll perception to see if he's in front of me.
He's not in front. I don't know even what you rolled. He's not in front of you.
Okay. Right, I'll go get the young lad. Hold on. I'm going to go to wherever the cool kids hang out and find Sid and be like, "All right, Sid."
"Oh, we're just getting food for Fink."
"Yeah, nice. Right, listen.
Fink.
I've absolutely... Would you put some food in him? He keeps interrupting me. It's really rude and distracting when you're trying to do a bit."
"Oh, he's been eating all day."
To those of you who don't know, Fink is horrendous as well. He's like huge and he's grown out of his skin.
Yeah,
he's
a mutant slimy rat, but he wasn't a mutant to begin with. So when he grew, his skin didn't grow with him. He's very cute. I love him.
Anyway, adorable. Right, so you know that
there he is, laying on the wall.
Chilling. He's chilling to lo-fi vibes. Right, you know, remember earlier when I was letting people in the door and there was that one lad with like a big old laser sword and he was just gutting everyone left, right and center?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he threatened me and I didn't back down at all and I was super brave and held my ground for ages.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, we gotta find him because he's important and we've lost him.
Okay, I mean, for the sake of time, I'll agree.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
would you kindly use some of that ranger bullshit you're so good at to find him?
Yeah. Do we have a scrap of his armor that Fink can smell?
No, I can get one of them for you. Yeah,
we have that.
This is gonna come out the wrong way, but the only thing I could think of here is the cushion he was sitting on.
Yeah. Fink's favorite thing to smell is, of course, where someone has been sitting.
The rat will smell it. That's
And off he goes, searching like a bloodhound.
I mean... yeah, that makes sense. I'll allow that.
Nice.
You guys start walking through the convention. You see, like, you know, lots of fantasy things. You see a very famous vampire signing some stuff. You see someone who's a woman who's famous for having the voice of a young boy in there.
Hey, we look the same.
And you come across quite a large room that seems to be new to the convention that you haven't seen before.
Oh, DLC.
It's real big, yeah. You unlock the sparring DLC. You see, in big letters, S-P-A-R, spar, the simulation of projection to the astral realm. And you see everyone running around,
I see what
like,
you're
holding, like, imaginary crossbows, and they're all wearing these, like, green helmets with, like, a golden visor.
Nice.
So... I kind of just as you get there, it seems as if whatever game they're playing, whatever sparring they're doing, is over. And you see a big portal appear, and a big booming voice kind of seems coming from the ceiling or something that says, "Congratulations! The master has promoted you to round 2. Your achievements shall shine bright like a halo."
Hey!
And you know what? Fuck it. Why not? Fuck it. Why not? Children? Oops, sorry.
Stop the recording.
Stop the recording. We're cancelled. You see, this like real buff woman nearby, and she's looking at all these kind of machinery, like she really hates them. Mm. And she walks over and she says, "My name's Hinda Lambleton, and I swore that no machine should ever beat me. Will you three, or yeah, you two and your pet rat here, join me in taking on this machine?"
Absolutely. I too hate machines, but for no good reason. I'm just old and don't understand them.
Fink is not my pet. He's a contributing member to society.
As long as he can use those weird, weird teeth, I don't care.
That's terrifying.
What a Linda Hamilton accent.
I don't know what Linda... Hinda Lambleton. She's legally distinct.
Legally distinct, oh, yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, you hear again from the ceiling, "Roll up!" I forgot what voice I did already. "Roll up, roll up, the second game. The next game is about to begin."
Right, let's jump in, yeah?
Yeah.
I grab a regular ass helmet from the ground and put it on.
Grand.
And I think I'm in VR.
just on backwards. Can't see.
Give me some perception checks as you put on these helmets.
All right, somebody want to roll this for me?
Oh, yeah.
I saw you guys over here first.
Oh, that was a good throw.
Thank you, and I was blind.
roll it up on the stage. What did you get while they roll?
I got a
16.
16, nice. It's been Baltimore.
Now we can say it's whatever we want. Oh, you stopped it.
No, I stopped it. It's a 13. Good roll.
Stop.
Something weird happens when you guys put on the helmets. You're sure you see these kind of like blue lines going through the ceiling, but you kind of think none of it. It's just weird wizardry.
I currently don't think anything of it.
Okay.
I'm scared
to be thinking something.
No. Okay. I said so. All
right. I'm scared of it. I start screaming.
That was so loud.
Your voice is joined, but as you get plunged into this weird astral projection plane world, as you're plunged into action while there's loads of other people all also screaming and shouting, screaming war cries.
Save me, Hinda Lambleton! My people.
As you get in to this game that definitely isn't just Halo, a character selection screen comes on. You get to choose your loadout. What weapons would you like?
What do I have a choice of actual weapons, or can I pick anything?
Sure.
Electric pea shooter.
Yeah, fine.
So I've learned from my mentor, Khan, that better than any weapon is just giving somebody a good, solid kick up the rear. So I'm just going with some steel-toed boots.
Oh, what a change of...
Okay. Ooh, that's the opposite to our usual dynamic.
You are again the announcer, counting down. It's like, 3, 2, 1, capture the flag. And suddenly you're in this like arena facing off. We have one team and another team facing off against each other to try and capture the flag. Both teams are running towards each other. What do you do?
Electric pea shooter. At their most important player.
Roll an attack.
Pass it over there.
Roll it.
And remember your electric pea shooter modifier, please. That's a 17.
Nice. And the electric pea shooter modifier is what?
80.
Great. Nothing.
85. It's 4.
No, it's nothing. Four. You didn't answer in time. You're flat rolling now, Jim. This is what you get.
Plus one. Give me a solid plus one.
Okay, you have a single plus one to your rolls.
18.
18 is enough. You shoot down one of the brave adventurers on this side. You guys are on my team, the opposite team. What's your name?
Ethan.
Ethan, you're dead. You got just an action pea shooter. But it's not too late. We can avenge Ethan. What do we do? And I never get to do this, so I'm going to do this.
Who wants to try and avenge Ethan? You had your hand up first.
You're on our team. Everyone over here, yeah. You're on our team.
Stop trying to kill us, teammates.
You're just griefers on this side.
Throw it up to me. Yeah, throw. Nice.
That's a of 15, and our modifier is clearly plus 5. So we can pick up our feet!
Thank you.
So we shoot down another person. Who? Someone give me a name here.
Spencer.
Doesn't matter, you're dead.
Spencer, you're dead!
You're dead, R.I.P. Spencer. You see, the people watching the game, there's a scoreboard, names start greying out as the two teams clash against each other. What do you do next? You kind of, there's a big melee happen, you're all fighting against each other. The flag is in sight, your flag behind you.
I convince all of my teammates here, if they're on the same wavelength as me, that kick-in is the way through.
Okay.
And we're going to link arms and just like Russian dance our way through the offensive.
Give me a dance check.
Somebody dance for me. Oh, sorry.
Oh, close.
Is that it's on your really expensive laptop, it's fine.
Take the modifier on the... Wait.
17!
17 again.
17, nice.
As we all know, the dance modifier is... Plus 7, I heard!
I heard 6, but I'll let you away with it. So what's that, like a 25?
Yeah. Easily.
Someone over here, give me a name.
Now hold on.
Emma? You're dead.
That was all of us. That was all of us in a wave. I think that takes out a bit more.
Okay, we're going to do a saving throw.
Wait, hold on. No, yeah. Somebody catch this on this side, bro.
I just want to do it.
So you had a go.
Sorry?
I had a go.
You as a social unit have had your turn. Please stand down.
I did say that.
14 of you are dead.
14 people, please die. Yeah, perfect.
That was very satisfying. From
yeah, he's actually like, everyone did it like in sync. It was very good. Okay, yeah, you Russian line dance your way through. You've gotten to the other side. You got the flag, and you have to get back. How'd you get back?
Acrobatics.
In a line?
Yes.
Yeah, a big flipping line.
Yeah, now we're all cartwheeling in unison.
Still holding hands somehow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jim and I will not demonstrate.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah, roll.
Imagine this, but 20 of us.
Roll a nonsense check.
Where's my nonsense dice?
Here.
Thank you.
I'm trying to curtail the nonsense.
Bruno!
You're making me wrong ways.
Ooh. And as we all know, the nonsense modifier is 100, I heard.
And for those that didn't go to the live show, Bruno was my husband at our actual live show.
We actually brought him up on stage, and Dil, you're ordained, right?
Yes, I'm a member of the Universal Life Church.
Actually married him to Ryan.
He doesn't return my calls anymore.
Okay, yeah, whatever. You guys somehow nonsense flip over.
As is D&D rules.
As is D&D rules.
Remember, you managed to not. The game is meant to be played.
Yeah. There's people over here who've didn't play. You're taking notes? Yeah. Good. Throw them out. Please throw them out.
No. This is how we always play.
It's actually not too far off. Yeah, you guys, how do I narrate this with any sort of believability?
You say, you win.
Yeah.
A big voice echoes through into your headset saying, you win.
Hey.
Nice.
That's what we kicked our way over to.
Yeah.
We're 20 minutes in, they win. Just go with me on this, okay? Don't tell the players.
Aren't we so skilled? Don't we deserve this?
Spectators on the outside would see a lot of people take off their helmets in frustration as they get knocked out. Ethan and all the other people. Sorry, Ethan. You're dead. That's just, yeah.
Shall we have a memorial?
No. The second game begins. And suddenly, you all find yourselves in like a big party bus flying through the sky.
Fuck it.
And again, a countdown appears. 3, 2, 1, launch! And you all jump out of the bus and start flying down to this island.
Absolutely. How many are jumping out?
100.
I'm going to ask for someone to cast Featherfall on just me.
Yeah.
Has anybody got that? Thank you. Druid in the front row cast Featherfall on me.
Yeah, I like the spellcasting animation as well.
Did somebody counterspell me?
Yes! That's what I want! That's what I want!
Wait, what's another guest in Comic-Con this time around?
Hearthfire Tales.
No, yeah, Hinda Lambleton, just like...
I've got my Hinda Lambleton skin
like
on.
Cannonball.
She just like full rocket like down, grabs you, shelters you, lands, and goes, defeat the machine.
I'll do it for you, Linda Hamilton. And I equip my Linda Hamilton skin that cost me €15.
But you are unarmed. Your electric pea shooter, nowhere to be seen. Your steel cap boots, nowhere to be seen. You're going to have to scavenge for weapons for a fortnight.
Where's the nonsensical dice?
Oh, sorry, yes.
I'm going to...
What are you doing this to me?
Get to have the
somebody put
the
your
dice.
Hand up.
Yeah, that's the person with... No, that's the person. Okay, you're next. Don't worry, I got you.
Five. You find 5 weapons.
Yeah, I don't know why we're rolling, actually. What's our roll for, Jim?
Electric ammo.
But you don't have the gun anymore.
I would have 5? No.
Yeah, but when I find it.
Yeah, you... Con, you start running around. You can only find ammo. You've got ammo for every single weapon, but no gun at all with a 5, okay?
I panic and try to build.
you start building. You're not really sure what to do. You accidentally knock off one of your things and you fall down. It's at this point as you're... Oh, sorry, yeah. I guess it was a go.
Do you want to play the game?
Yeah. Fine. I'm going to use the best weapon possible.
Oh, you're really tall.
I'm going to pick up Fink.
Okay.
And hold him under my arms. And charge people.
That is
let
terrifying.
Him just fucking bite them.
Yeah, sure. Roll an attack. We're gonna swap sides this time. You guys are my team because you counterspell. Whoever did the counterspell, definitely on my side. I still got you. I don't know where they're doing it.
Am I alive again?
Yes.
No. Oh. Yes. Yeah, but you're a different person.
But now you're someone else. You
yeah. You're your own brother.
You know about yourself. You're now Keithan.
No. No, Keith.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's on 17.
It was not on 17.
It was only 17,
wasn't it?
Take this. Don't take this. Fight back, people.
18.
Boo. Okay. Someone on my side unfortunately gets eaten alive by a giant rat. Who dies?
We truly
Sarka?
Are in Fortnite now.
Sarka? You're dead.
We truly are in Fortnite now. There is a banana in the back of the hall.
Yeah. You come to a random like terrored area and you see someone in a banana costume dancing for no reason.
I just want to say,
you decide to spare
what is
them.
Wrong with our podcast that people are like volunteering to die?
But it's at this moment you realize previously in the Capture the Flag game. Yo, you all had blue nameplates. There's no blue nameplates. You're all... This is Solos, baby. You gotta go against
I
each other.
I immediately punt Fink.
He's in my arms! He is in my arms!
Give me a punch check!
He's in my arms!
14.
Roll off.
How do we roll off?
All right, let's roll off.
Just roll it! What?
Roll off the edge.
Does that win me the roll off? Yeah. For those of you watching the video in the future, it was sick as fuck.
Well, what about this?
Damn!
Okay, show of hands. We'll do a cheer.
I know I'm gonna lose this.
Who thinks Khan won that roll off?
I never win the popular vote. I'm like
Sid,
most US presidents.
Who thinks Sid won the roll off?
And the streak continues.
Thank you.
So I don't kick the rat?
No, in fact, what happens to Con?
He's gonna bite his leg off.
Ah!
Okay, Con?
We've always been friends. Think?
You're dead.
Ah!
Sid, you are... I'm gonna say you and Fink are on the same team. Because you're...
No, it's solos.
Okay.
Is it down to the two of us?
It was going to be against a random person, but it's down to the two of you now. Look into your rat's eyes. What do you do?
I need it to be somebody.
My dear friend, I could never kill you. I give you my throat to bite out.
This kind of changes.
Not how you saw this going.
What? Fink is the champion.
Yeah, Fink is the champion. And Sid, you're dead.
This is nice. Fink will play.
And now it's just the DM show, I guess. Can I get new players?
No. Yeah, I'll do it like this.
You guys, black screen, game over. You take off your helmets. You're alive in the real world. Make another perception check for me. Nice.
17.
What's your, like, you gotta roll an 18. It's like high. I don't know. Are you just, okay. I'm just not gonna question this. You guys again see that weird, those weird blue lines. Like, you see them a little bit clearer now. All, like, lines going up into the ceiling as if they're, like, strings of, like, a puppet master or something. But you see a big portal opens again, and you hear again, whatever I said earlier. Congratulations! The master has promoted you to round two. Your achievements shall shine bright like a halo. And you see Fink, helmet still on, walks through that portal.
I'm going to real quick, see someone with the helmet still on.
Sure.
I'm going to punch him in the lower spine, take the helmet, and walk through the portal.
You do that, and you just, like, punch on the spine, and they're like, "Bleh, why would you do that?"
Because I'm stronger than you.
And you walk through, and you see, you just, nothing happens. And Hinda Lamotan comes up to you, and she's like, "I've seen this before. Some warforge was sent through a very specific portal back in time to kill me. I understand how these types of portals work. Also, this is my voice." It can only be key to a certain person, but if we can somehow reverse the portal, we might be able to get your rat back.
Can I see, like, a button on the portal that would say, like...
No.
Reverse.
No, but you look, you follow those...
It's just a gear shift.
Reverse. You follow these lines up into the ceiling that you've been seeing, and you see up there, like, a fucking maniac.
Also, it just occurred to me, I'm meant to be looking for Master Chief, and this has gotten so off the
rails. Yeah, well, it's going to be up to Fink now, just to deal with it. You see up there, like a weird master of puppets, holding everything. Also, this game's called Master of Puppets, in case you did that wasn't clear.
We're all over the road!
We're all over the place! And, yeah, you see that. But, we switch scenes to Fink. Fink is alone, traveling through the Champion's Portal to the next world, the next stage in the game.
You've perfected it.
That was real cool.
It's the one thing I can do well.
I really don't know how to interact with Fink.
It's right there.
Oh, sorry. Can you just come here for a second so I can... Yeah.
No. Come. Yeah, you can sit up here.
Yeah, you're Fink now. Get up here.
I'll just sit over here.
I'm ready. You nailed it. Please hold it in front of your face. It's very distracting otherwise. Thank you. Fink, you see in front of you a large game of Kill the King. And you see one particular person riding around on a pig. a hog, you might say, covered in warts, riding all over the place, just devastating everyone around him, screaming around, being like, ha ha ha, finishing this fight. As everyone is trying to get them, what do you do, Fink?
I think. I attack. I'm just going
to,
I think.
Now, I do need to warn you, Fink does follow the rules that he can only say his name. So if you convey this just through the use of the word Fink, that would be great.
Think, Fink. Fink, 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 Fink.
Okay, Fink, roll an attack roll. No, you gotta roll the big dice. You get to be... No, hang on. Ryan, sorry.
I made a promise and I will not be made into a liar.
What even is this anymore?
I'm
really
I don't know. Okay, great.
Pull the ball.
No.
Am I dead?
What's going on?
He's the DM now.
Another American up there.
You see Fink tearing through the air, flying like a graceful rat. But in that moment, we switch scenes. Get off my stage.
Tag off. Oh shit.
Tag off. Nice. Boom. Scene change. Star swipe.
Sorry. I've been here the whole time.
Okay.
What do we even have to do? I took a helmet off someone and it didn't work. We're back in the real world.
Yeah, you're back in the real world. Hinda Hamilton is like...
I did it, Hinda. I killed the machine. She doesn't know what happened in there, right?
She was in there with you. She's
saved you. Oh, she would have been spectating, right?
Yeah. No, she saved you from the battle bus.
Yeah, but then she died.
She did die, yeah. But she does know that was Fink that goes through, and she's like, no, I think you're a failure.
Who let a horse in here? Whose horse is that?
Fink? You see the puppet master up there.
Master of puppets.
Oh my god. Let the audience can infer that. They're smart.
Yeah,
master of puppets.
You see the master puppets up there.
I throw a rock at him.
He's super concentrated, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna kick him. I'm gonna go up there and kick him.
I wanna throw a rock.
He's like way up. You're gonna have to like get up there.
I'm gonna
somehow.
Go way up.
I'll stand on your shoulders and throw a rock.
Yeah, oh really.
Yeah, give me a
Or how about I stand on your hands and you throw me?
Yeah, fastball special.
Okay, yeah, roll it.
I don't know where it is.
Oh, sorry, I keep... I keep stealing it.
Yeah, you throw it. You haven't thrown it yet. Over here.
I hit somebody in the head last time.
Yeah,
I'm
just
so
roll,
afraid.
Run out! Okay. How we haven't killed someone yet is...
Throw it over there!
Beyond me.
And you better roll well.
That's a tree.
It's not stopped
What's
yet!
Over there?
It's not stopped moving yet on an atomic level. Give it time.
It's a teenager and a rat.
Sit back down.
So, look, can I argue semantics with you? From my point of view, that looked like a 17 because I could see that side of the dice.
No. Roll me a persuasion check.
Move it, fucking move it.
13.
13! And as we know, the persuasion modifier is... 18!
So that's what, like a 31?
Easily.
Yeah, fine, it was a 17.
I brought a character sheet to this.
What even were you doing? Sorry, you're sending on...
I was throwing him at God.
He's throwing me up there so then I can kick him in the head.
Okay, roll an attack roll.
I thought that's what we were doing.
No, I think that was the troll roll. That was the troll roll.
Oh, the flower giver.
Come on, Druid.
17? You guys see 17?
Hold on. There's something wrong with this guy. It's always landing on a 3. Roll it again.
I mean, it's very much just a squishy toy.
I feel like we had advantage on this roll anyway.
17!
Clearly a 17.
I call absolute bullshit.
Do you still think you're running
every
this thing?
Every side just says...
Here, we've shifted forward again.
I sometimes like to think I've got control over the situation. No. Sometimes, but it's...
So, yeah.
Are you just narrating what happens now? Do you want us to hear it?
Do you want me to troll you? I'll troll you. Yes, and it's... 12, yes.
29. So,
Sid.
Yeah.
You.
Oh, can we tree ninjas it?
Yeah.
You fly through the air and you use your magical splitting of yourself in two ability that now I have and will use in the podcast forever.
And you kick
him in both sides of the head.
Closer.
Causing his head.
Wait, is this like a little lip here that's hard to get past?
Hold on, is this the guy we're trying to save?
No, he's the master puppets.
Oh, right. So we kick him in both sides of the head, causing a science fair volcano explosion of
okay,
brain.
No, that doesn't happen. Because actually, in fact, you kick him and he's like...
Ow.
Ow. That's not nice. Why would you do that? I'm gonna get my army of puppets after you now. And suddenly, my side of the room, do you want to be my side again? Who wants to be my side?
Yes.
These guys seem more enthusiastic.
They wanted
sorry.
More. Sorry, guys. Who
You're
wants to be our side?
Dead to
though?
Me.
Yay! Yay!
And suddenly, an army of puppets, all these people who were going into the next game with their helmets on, started like going around as if they're in a thriller or something. I haven't thought this far. And start attacking the crap out of you. Someone roll a attack, please.
No, he clearly wanted more. Clearly wanted more. In the zone. In the zone.
Not one. Actually, a 12. That's not bad. And of course, our modifier is
100.
Nailed it.
Suddenly, you guys got an army of puppets after you, and he's like, ha ha!
We can use music.
I was just gonna kick him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we'll say the army is fighting you, because you're on the ground. Yeah, you threw him up into the
and
into
I'm
the
in
box.
The air.
Okay, you do your bit first while I think of something funny.
I mean, you gotta do it now.
I'm gonna say to my teammates from the air, and I go, "You know what to do. We did it in the Halo world. We link arms."
Oh, that's a good callback.
Hey.
Well done,
professional podcaster.
Yeah, okay. You get all of the non-combatants who aren't all helmeted up to link arms and do one final... Was this a dance check or a nonsense check? I think this was a dance check.
It was a dance check.
I think the dance modifier was only +6.
I don't know if I can do this. I'm scared to try.
What are you doing? Just...
Oh. Okay.
It's also real fast. Okay, make a nonsense check.
That was a dance
okay,
check.
Okay, no, this person's right at the end. I'm gonna pull it down here. Go and get it. Nice. Oh, hang on. As dramatic and over the top as possible, please. Yes.
Hey, someone cover Dylan's eyes.
Oh, it's hard. Oh,
that's
14 is pretty good though, and our
modifier is
1,000.
I'm pretty sure it's 6 earlier on. It's the same movement. You can't cheat like this, right?
We leveled up.
Serious game.
Good.
You were nicer.
Star Swipe, run back in the world. Fink is here. What's Fink doing?
We got 10.
Come on, come back, Fink.
pants up.
Fink, I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't thought this far ahead. I don't know what you're doing in here, but I thought it was appropriate to do a scene change.
Well, I haven't got. Well, think.
Oh, no. Sorry. Last time we left you, you were flying gracefully thanks to the Nat 20. Yeah, thank you. Someone for reminding me. It's a very coherent game we're playing that's very easy to follow. You managed to, with your massive, disgusting rat teeth.
So disgusting.
Take the crown off. The Master Chief of the Spartanians, ripping and knocking him also off from his warty hog.
Ooh.
And you see that then Fink is now the king, and everyone's trying to kill you, Fink. And you got this side of the room trying to kill Fink.
Kill me? Don't kill me. I mean,
give it to Luke.
Tink, tink.
No.
Tink.
I tried.
Thanks.
Come over to my side, the cool side. He's my Luke now.
You have 13 people rushing at you. What do you do?
What?
Need I remind you, you can only say Fink.
Fink!
Can somebody
Fink.
Yeah, okay.
Can somebody cast Speak with Animals on Fink, please? Just.
No.
There's a spell cast. Iron
cast.
Well, hello there.
Not a mile of ground off.
Yeah. Okay, so Fink, you start using quick attack to like get out of the way.
Pew, pew, pew.
A quick attack.
Sorry, quick attack, not quick attack.
Legally distinct.
Roll the dice. Oh, Fink's getting hurt. Sid, true. Star Swipe, we're back in the other world. Ah. Tag it.
I thought we were left-handed. No, that's in the main universe.
Back in the real world.
Why hello there.
Your natural connection to Fink is just you feel him hurt as if he's being attacked by like 14 random people. What do you do? I've forgotten where you guys are. No, you're up in the thing.
We were dancing.
Give me a perception check. As you're up in this like control panel.
Has this man been stealing my dice?
Oh, sorry, your dice is here. Because I think that was a DH you just rolled.
That's all I had.
Ooh.
That was a 19.
You see a big...
Plus whatever.
You see a big... yeah, you see just like a gear stick that says reverse.
Knew it. I was expecting a button, but that's not how these things go sometimes.
Yeah. I passed my driving test.
Have you?
No. But I did in America.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
So I have to use my right hand to do it. But I...
What a needless detail. I love it. Quality conversion here.
This is just world building at its peak.
Yeah.
You go to put your left hand on and it gives you a little shock and you get a bit scared and you have to use your right hand.
Yeah.
You're driving like this now.
Yeah. And I.
Is it an automatic or a shift?
Oh shit, now I'm so confused. Turns out it's just automatic.
Sure.
A button!
Yes! Put it into reverse.
You put it into reverse, you see this. Fink! Start swipe, stop!
Oh god!
Come on! Ow, people have told you this is gonna be a cardio workout! Fink!
You were expecting something normal, weren't you?
I was not expecting this.
Fink, you find you're really struggling. You're getting attacked, but you finally see it. You see a portal opening, and all these other portals have been opening, but like the other way, and you see that you can maybe get out and reverse this portal. What do you do?
Fink.
This is a chance to derail.
Don't. We've got 2 minutes. Yeah. You see, the chief of the Spartanians looks at you and he says, "I agree. We head to the portal, then we all go home."
I agree.
And you all rush out, and you see that Master Chief is back in time for his panel, and we have 1 minute left to spare. That is how you run a game of D&D, folks. Don't throw out those notes. Keep them. That was perfect.
Everybody wait. We never get a selfie with you guys. We never do it. I want a selfie.
And today will be no different. This is the worst selfie. Now I'm gonna block out the crowd.
Just get down. Nice. You'd never tell I'm a millennial.
And now we're gonna go up here and say,
Thank you so much for coming to our panel, our game, I guess, if you can call it that. We are Half Our Tales. If you like us, please listen to our podcast. It's pretty funny.
Actually, we have enough people in this room to do it, right? I've been saying this to people all day, but we hit number one in the Irish charts a little while. Hi, Mjolnir. We hit number one in the Irish charts a little while back, and I want to do it again. So when everybody goes home, listen to episode 19 of our podcast, right? Episode 19. We can do it. I'll let you know on social media if we hit it.
I'm not. Thank you. Let's all end this with a nice, polite golf clap.
Lucasade alert.
Thank you so much, folks. Thank you.
Here we go, everybody. Thank you very much.
I should have probably stopped recording. I hope I was.